Hello and welcome to your GCSE Physics Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into topic one, the key concepts of physics. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Units and standard form? Really? But trust me, this topic is the foundation of everything in physics. Get this right and every other topic becomes so much easier. So, let's get started. Let's begin with the big picture. Physics is all about measuring the universe, from the tiniest subatomic particle to the vast distances between galaxies. To do that reliably, scientists around the world agreed on a shared language of measurement called the SI system. That's the International System of Units, from the French Système International. Think of it like a universal translator for science. Without it, a scientist in Japan and a scientist in Brazil would be measuring the same thing in completely different ways, and their results would be meaningless to each other. So what are the SI base units? There are seven of them, and for GCSE, you need to know the main ones. Length is measured in meters, symbol lowercase m. Mass is measured in kilograms, symbol lowercase k, uppercase g. Time is measured in seconds, symbol lowercase s. Electric current is measured in amperes, symbol uppercase A, and temperature in physics is measured in Kelvin, symbol uppercase K. You'll also encounter the mole for amount of substance and the candela for luminous intensity, though these come up less often at GCSE. Now, here's where it gets really important for your exam, and where so many candidates lose marks unnecessarily. Metric prefixes. These are the little letters you attach to units to make them bigger or smaller. Let's go through the key ones. Nano, symbol lowercase n, means 10 to the power of minus 9. Incredibly small. Think of nanometers. The width of a DNA strand is about 2 nanometers. Micro, symbol the Greek letter mu, means 10 to the power of minus 6. Micrometers are used in biology and engineering for very fine measurements. Milli, symbol lowercase m, means 10 to the power of minus 3, or 1,000th. So 1 millimetre is 1,000th of a metre. 1 millisecond is 1,000th of a second. Then we jump to the other side. Kilo, symbol lowercase k, means 1,000, or 10 to the power of 3. 1 kilometre is 1,000 metres. Mega, symbol uppercase m, means 1 million, 10 to the power of 6. You'll see megawatts for power output of power stations. And giga, symbol uppercase G, means 1 billion, 10 to the power of 9. You've seen gigabytes on your phone storage. Now, the critical skill is converting between these prefixes. Examiners love to give you a value in milliseconds and expect you to convert it to seconds before using it in a calculation. If you forget to convert, you'll get the wrong answer, even if your method is perfect. And that's a real shame. Here's the golden rule. Always convert to SI base units before you calculate. So if you're given a time of 250 milliseconds, convert it to 0.25 seconds first. If you're given a distance of 4.5 kilometres, convert it to 4,500 metres first. To convert from a smaller unit to a larger one, you divide. To convert from a larger unit to a smaller one, you multiply.
Let's move on to significant figures. This is another area where candidates drop marks, and it's completely avoidable. Significant figures tell us how precisely a measurement has been made. The number 4500 has two significant figures, if we assume the zeros are just placeholders. But 4500.0 has five significant figures. Those zeros are now meaningful. The rule for your exam is this. Give your final answer to the same number of significant figures as the data in the question, unless the question tells you otherwise. If the question gives you data to two significant figures, your answer should also be to two significant figures. If you give too many figures, you're implying a precision that wasn't there in the original measurement, and examiners will penalise that. And now, let's talk about standard form. Standard form is a way of writing very large or very small numbers neatly, using powers of 10. The format is always A times 10 to the power of n, where A is a number between 1 and 10, that's the coefficient, and n is an integer, which can be positive or negative. So the speed of light, which is 300 million meters per second, becomes 3.0 times 10 to the power of 8 in standard form. To convert a large number to standard form, count how many places you move the decimal point to the left. That number becomes your positive power of 10. To convert a small number, count how many places you move the decimal point to the right. That number becomes your negative power of 10. Now, let's talk exam technique. Here are the most common mistakes I see candidates make, and how to avoid them. Mistake number one, not converting units. A question might give you speed in kilometers per hour and ask you to calculate distance in meters. You must convert before you start. Make it a habit. Check your units before every single calculation. Mistake number two, wrong significant figures. Match your answer to the precision of the data given. Don't write a 6-decimal place answer when the data was given to 2 significant figures. Mistake number three, standard form errors. The coefficient must be between 1 and 10, so 35 times 10 to the power of 6 is wrong. It should be 3.5 times 10 to the power of 7. Always check your coefficient. Mistake number four, confusing milli and micro. Milli is 10 to the minus 3. Micro is 10 to the minus 6. Micro is 1,000 times smaller than milli. Learn the order. Nano, micro, milli. And mistake number five, not showing working. Even if your final answer is wrong, you can still earn method marks if your working is clear. Always write down your formula, your substitution, and your calculation steps. Never just write the answer. Now for our quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask you a question, pause the podcast, think of your answer, then press play to hear it. Ready? Question one. What is the SI unit of mass? The answer is the kilogram, symbol kg. Question two. What does the prefix milli mean? Milli means 1,000th, or 10 to the power of minus 3. Question three. Convert 5.6 kilometers to meters. 5.6 kilometers equals 5,600 meters. Multiply by 1,000. Question 4. Write 0.000045 in standard form. That's 4.5 times 10 to the power of minus 5. Question 5. How many significant figures does the number 0.0302 have? 3 significant figures. The leading zeros don't count, but the zero between the 3 and the 2 does. Brilliant. Let's wrap up. Here are your 5 key takeaways. 1. The SI system gives us a universal language for measurement. Know your base units. Meter, kilogram, second, ampere, and kelvin. 2. Metric prefixes change the size of a unit by powers of 10. Know nano, micro, milli, kilo, mega, and giga. 3. Always convert to SI base units before calculating. 4. Match your significant figures to the precision of the data given. 5. Standard form as A times 10 to the N, where A is between 1 and 10. Check your coefficient every time. That's it for today's episode. You've covered the foundations that underpin every single physics topic you'll study. Nail these concepts, and you'll be building on solid ground for the rest of your GCSE. Good luck with your revision. You've got this. See you in the next episode.